Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Thursday. What day is it, Nick?
It's Tuesday.
It's not. It's a Wednesday.
No, it's Tuesday.
No, it's
Tuesday. It's
yeah, see, got you, didn't I?
Oh, okay then.
You got me good, actually. Yeah, I saw someone else do that as well, tweet that out. I'm usually the worst at that. I always fall for I'm always on the wrong day after Bank Holiday Monday. And even the bin men come on a different day, don't they? So it's all over the place. Let's get rid of them. Let's get rid of bank holidays. They just mess everything up, don't they? We lose billions from the economy. It's a waste of time. We can't be having too much fun. It's not allowed. So we're on Facebook, by the way, and if you are listening to the podcast, you can see this video on the blog there, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, or join our Facebook page. Easy for me to say. I haven't even joined our Facebook page at the moment. Let me just get it up. So, Nick, how is
the Facebook page.
Yeah, how is the crypto world looking?
A little bit of a pullback, we have to say. A pretty broad-based pullback as well. And I'm quite surprised because Trump almost declared war yesterday, didn't he?
Well, he's pulled out of this. It's a thing, isn't it? They've done this deal with. It's about Barack Obama, isn't it? Essentially, he did a deal with Iran about having a limited nuclear capability, and Trump's saying no. Even his mate, even his lover, you know, Macron. Said, you know, Trump, come on, sign up to this because it's good. We're on dialogue with him. But he said, no, I don't want them to have any nuclear capability pretty much. And he's pulled out and oil is rallying. Gold is up a little bit, I think. But
This is about Saudi Arabia, I think, and Israel more than about.
But you know what he does, Trump? He ramps it up and then pulls it back a bit, doesn't he? You know, so. So
but he didn't this time. He's really leaving. They're really quitting. So.
No, but I think they will sort of try and renegotiate something, you know? I think that'll happen because that's what he does. That's his modus operandi. He did it with North Korea. Ramps it up. And then, I got bigger rockets than you, Rocket Man. And then he goes, then he signs or gets his guys to meet them, which sort of works to a certain extent. It is the equivalent. Of like saying, you know, it's like these people who sell these. In fact, have you seen on that Watchdog program? There's these people selling recliner chairs, and they go in there first of all, and one recliner chair is apparently good for old people. They were starting off at $6,500, and they said, what? And then they bring
those things, you know, for old people. There, oh, like I remember with my grandmother having to buy a stand and a wheelchair. Like they're such a rip-off.
Yeah, but hang on, these guys were rip-offs. But they were doing it. It started with $6,000, then they'd bring it down to like the end price would be like $2,000, which is still expensive. But psychologically, compared to $6,000, it's a third of the price. So it's a bargain. That's what Trump does with his negotiation, doesn't he? He ramps it up towards war. Almost, and then brings it back down. So they talk to him, you know. So it sort of works in a way. Anyway, let's go with some stocks today. So first and foremost is Echo Energy, and we should have done this yesterday on the podcast because we had an echo on the Facebook, didn't we? Really?
Yes, we had a little bit of an echo. Okay, I'm going to start with the weekly chart. Look at the wedge consolidation in this Echo Energy and how we've been held down by the weekly 200 moving average. If we get above the weekly 200 moving average, we are going to absolutely fly in this stock. When I say fly, I mean we're at about 13, 15 at the moment. I think that we go to, for sure we go to 30, but probably 60, 55, 60, which I know is huge. So what we need to do, though, is where are we going to, now that we've bounced off this weekly, big weekly moving average, where are we going to find support and carry on higher? For now, we're kind of going on sideways. I think there's very good support at 11.86. There's signs that we're turning higher today. The RSI's got right down there and it's turning up again. A close above the daily 20 moving average or a close back above 14, I think, will confirm that we've reversed. Otherwise, I'd look for really good support around 10.6.
Okay, so they announced today, actually, a bit of news there. So they started their first exploration well. It's Echo. All right, next one up is Horizonte Minerals, and they've come up with an initial mineral resource, the Vermelho resource, and it's a nickel cobalt sort of resource, their asset, and it's big, it's like world class, and this company's only valued, they've got two now sort of massive big assets there, in nickel and cobalt, and their market cap is around 65 million. I will have Jeremy, the CEO, on the podcast later. So what do you reckon on HZM? Nicola.
This is okay. This last week's pullback in Horizonte Minerals to the weekly 20 moving average is a textbook pullback in an uptrend. I'm looking for it to find support and carry on higher. 5.26 is major resistance. That's the 2018 highs. But if we go all the way out on the daily, you'll see it's the 2014 lows and a bit of a pivot level. That's where we fell before. 5.26 is my first upside target. And then my second upside target is 8.42 if we can get above 5.26.
Yeah, but do you know what I've seen there? The support is getting higher, isn't it? If you look almost like the
recent
support.
I'm going to go to a weekly chart and zoom out because, you know, this is really good signs of basing. Each time we pull back to these moving averages, up we go. But there, the low from January 2014 and the high from December of last year, that's the kind of pivot level, 5.26. Yeah, but each time we rally, you know, it's true, we find support and the support moves higher. So yeah, it is looking really good. Support now is around 4.2.
Yeah. Okay.
Back below 4.2, then we're definitely taking a dip. But we're only at 4.6. I think it's looking good to keep going higher.
Marvellous. Next one is Mrs. Management Resource Solutions. They've announced they've bought this big sort of aircraft hangar of a lockup they use, that they used to rent. And someone said, I don't know what the figures are, but someone said they'll save $750K a year by buying this rather than renting it. So Mrs. on the chart. What do you reckon, Nick?
Mrs. Okay. Last year, Mrs. had a really sweet rally right into the end of the year. And since the start of this year, we've made a bull flag pattern. If we can close above 8.4, we break out of our bull flag and we're going higher. My targets are 13.1 and 17 point, between 17.3 and 17.8.
I see.
So that would be a breakout and a really nice trade setup, actually.
Right. N4 Farmers next. And they announced the filing of a patent, and I assume this is for a drug. What is it? Please announce the filing of a patent for a cooperation treaty for the oral reformulation of duloxetine. There we are. I can't even say it. But N4P has had a cracking run, and I'm just feeling like it's come back a little bit, hasn't it? But it's up to date on this news.
It's come back a lot really since February, but for the last 4 weeks, we've held a really good support level around 18.75, 18.5. So that's what we are bouncing off today. We've been here for a couple of weeks. A close above the daily 20 moving average would suggest a reversal. And I think, you know, back above 22 would confirm that we've bottomed and we're in another leg higher. That 22 level is also the daily 50 moving average. That's what we want to see. The RSI looks really good, turning up off the lows. So just watch for a bullish close today above 22. That would really help us.
Lovely. And last here is Vast Resources, VAST. Also, Andrew on the podcast later, but they've appointed a new NED, a very experienced guy. And also, they did an operations report of late. So what do you reckon, Nicola, or Q1 operations report?
Okay, when we look at zoom out and we look at this weekly pattern, we can see that we're going sideways, but we're really bigger picture, quite bullish. We've built a really nice base, and the pivot level that we keep getting stuck at, that on the weekly we have not been able to close above, is the opening price for this stock from back in 2015, and that comes in here around 0.67. so every time we rally on a weekly, we can't close above it, 0.67. So that's what we need to see to break out of this wedge and see a move higher. For now, though, neutral, just sideways. You know, there's nothing, no reason to sell, no reason to buy right now.
Lovely. Thank you, Nicola. And by the way, you can see this video if you're listening to the podcast at voxmarkets.co.uk/.
blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.